The agency does not support hunting because of the potential interaction and conflict between hunting and the passive recreation. It's a public safety issue.
Hogg was quickly interrupted by Swift Mud's Neil Combe, who was one of only two board members in favor of hunting on Cypress Creek Preserve.
With all due respect to Tampa Bay Water, that's really our decision and not theirs. If that's truly what their position is, then it's our business and not Tampa Bay Water's.
Swift Mud board members have had their hands full with public participation on the issue of hunting on public land. Environmental and equestrian groups routinely spoke out against adding hunting days to public lands that are also used for passive recreation. Joe Richards is an attorney for the Pasco County Board of Commissioners. He said board members could not support hunting for safety and budgetary reasons.
We also don't think that the legalizing hunting will address the illegal hunting problem that may be present on Cypress Creek. And one could argue that that would reward poachers to legalize hunting on this tract of land.
Swift Mud board member Jennifer Clossy made the motion to reject staff's recommendation to add hunting opportunities for families and children in Cypress Creek Preserve because it wasn't fair to displaced people who use the land frequently for passive recreation. She said they might not realize when the area is open for hunting.
And for us to think that they're going to stop and read as something that's posted in the kiosk, I think is unrealistic. And I would be much more comfortable if there was significant signage, if not someone there standing to give warning, because if that family has been in the habit of doing that on an ongoing basis and they're really looking forward to it, then that just it seems like we have a greater responsibility to protect them.
Dennis Dutcher of United Waterfowlers of Florida isn't looking to take over Swift Mud properties, though.
We come not asking to displace users, but ask for a fair share representative number of days during state hunting seasons. I'd like to mention that public lands adjoin private lands throughout the state where hunting occurs with few issues. Concurrent users have never been injured by hunters on public lands in the state of Florida.
And Swift Mud board member Neil Combe agreed based on the gap between recreational activities.
Anyway, when you look at 353 days of non-hunting and 12 of hunting, it seems a little silly to think that the world's about to come to an end and we can't share here.
Staff recommended allowing only archery on that property. Guns of any kind would have been strictly prohibited. That didn't stop residents whose homes shared a border with Cypress Creek from being concerned. Combe said those fears weren't warranted.
But if I'm sitting out in the woods with a bow and people are riding bikes and rollerblading around, I might as well pack up my stuff and go home. It's silly to think that somehow or another the people are going to be threatened by, you know, somebody sitting in a tree with a bow because, you know, they might as well come down through there with dragging a string of coffee cans. And because, you know, it's going to be an exercise of utility.
It was conversations like those that have opponents of hunting on public lands worried. Brad Spicone said he and other anti-hunting speakers were jubilated, but will stay vigilant.
We're cautious because of the hunting proposition will come back up. I don't think this is their last shot at this piece of property because it's such a nice piece.